Week 2, Tuesday, Nome. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How can a desert be without the sun? Nothing grows here, nothing penetrates the cracking earth, whose wind-blown fine grit grates against my peeling skin, and I can't run for shelter on these scorching feet. No one can long endure this, and yet heaven waits beyond the vast horizon somewhere, states the legend. It's no use. I am undone. True, the sun is nothing you can see in this bleak land, and yet your skin is red. From what? It's there. You chose to give him all, and so he took. Are you surprised? You call yourself a student of the one who said, O Father, why have you abandoned me? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my hand wither up. Psalm 137. We sat ourselves down by the river in Babylon. Yes, and we wept as we remembered Zion. And we hung up our harps upon the aspens growing there, because it was there that our captors asked us for a song. Those who looted us told us to enjoy ourselves. Sing us a song from Zion, they asked. How could we sing a song to Yahweh in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my hand shrivel up. If I do not remember you, may my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I do not prize Jerusalem above my greatest joy. O Yahweh, remember against those sons of Edom the day they were in Jerusalem, when they said, tear it down to its very foundations. Ah, Babylon, Babylon, you butcher! I envy the one who gives you what you have given us. I envy the one who takes your children and smashes them against a rock. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my hand wither up. I will sing to you as angels look on, my God. Psalm 138. I will praise you with all my heart. I will sing your praises as the angels look on. I will offer you worship facing your holy temple and praise your name for your kindness to me and your loyalty, because your word has been even greater than your reputation. On the day I called to you, you answered me and gave me courage and strength within my soul. All the kings on earth will praise you, Yahweh, when they hear the words that come from your mouth. Yes, they will sing of Yahweh's ways, because Yahweh's glory is magnificent. Even though Yahweh lives far above us, he can still see the little people, though he keeps himself aloof from the proud. And even if I walk surrounded by torment, you will accept me. You will reach out your hand against my enemy's rage, and that right hand of yours will save me. And Yahweh will bring all my ambitions to completion. Your mercy, Yahweh, lasts for eternity, and so do not abandon what your hands have made. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will sing to you as angels look on, my God. Reading, 1 Corinthians 12, 24-26. God has put the body together in such a way as to give greater respect to the secondary parts of the body, so there won't be a separation in it, and all the organs will cooperate toward the same goal. So if one organ hurts, all the organs hurt, and if one organ feels good, all the organs feel good. Our Master God, please gather us together from all the nations of the world, so that we will be able to glorify your holy name. Father, just as you sent your angel to Cornelius to show him the way to rescue, please help us work generously for the rescue of the world, so that your church will bring us and all mankind into your presence. We make this request through our Master, the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.